And now,
great to be back.
Back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
Awesome.
And your host, Bill Frank.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Bill Frank Show on KVTA News Talk 1520. I'm your host, Bill Frank. I'm bringing fresh ideas to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is things that impact our lives. Each of my guests will discuss his or her subject and relate it to current events. My next guest is a sought-after expert on human relations and employment trends. Her company, the Herman Group, tracks the trends of the job market in this country. We'll discuss an unprecedented event in human workplace history. Workers aged 55 and older now outnumber workers aged 25 to 34 in the workforce. And what does this mean for society? Joyce Joel is one of the country's leading research firms in the field of employment and human relations. Her education, she has a BA from the University of Denver, an MBA from Fordham University, an MSc from the New Seminary, and a master's in theology from the New Seminary. She is currently the president of the Herman Group. She's also CEO of Employer of Choice Incorporated. She's an active member of the Future Labor Trends Thought Leader Panel. She's the publisher of the weekly Herman Trends Alert, a newsletter that I personally receive. And she's a former managing director of the Workforce Stability Institute, a nonprofit research and education organization. Joining us from the great state of Texas. Hi, Joyce. How are you today?
Terrific to be with you. I'm great. Thank you, Bill.
Well, thank you, and welcome back to the show. You're a returning guest, but I want to start. This one really piqued my interest, so let me set the stage for the listeners, if I can, for just a moment. There are 75 million baby boomers that are on the verge of retirement. Between the years of 2000 and 2010, the number of people aged 65 to 84 in the United States alone grew by 3.3 million. While 13% of Americans are currently age 65 or older, the proportion will jump to 18% by the year 2030. That's a six-fold increase since 1934, when the retirement age of 65 was instituted. The current 40 million senior citizens will more than double to 89 million senior citizens by the year 2050. Since 1990, the number of older workers has been increasing steadily, while the number of younger workers aged 25 to 34 has been steadily declining. Now, the first part of that equation, pretty easy to understand, the demographics. The older people, that's the baby boomers. The second part is not quite so easily understood. Why are the younger workers' numbers declining, Joyce?
Well, there's a reason why we call it the baby boom. And that is that there was a significant increase in the population, in the birth rate during those years. However, that was followed by what was originally called the baby busters, and we now call them Generation X, a much better moniker, I'm sure you'll agree. and the problem is that they were born in fewer numbers. In fact, there's a total of about 15.1% fewer of them. And as you look at the workforce age wave, and I believe at some point I sent you a copy of our book, Impending Crisis, Too Many Jobs, Too Few People, you can see very clearly that there is a precipitous dip in the number of workers in that generation. So as the older workers age into their later years, we're bringing in more of the younger workers, and they're moving into their prime working years, and they are, in fact, there in fewer numbers.
And that's kind of a scary thing. I want to talk about that in some more detail, Joyce, but let me share a couple more facts for the listeners just to get an idea of the magnitude of this problem. In 1880, 78% of men that were older than 64 were still in the workforce. In 1934, as I already mentioned, the official retirement age of 65 years was introduced. And by 1990, slightly more than a century after 1880, only 30% of the men aged 64 and older remained in the workforce. So what caused this dramatic shift? I mean, is it simply the government mandate in 1934 to retire at the age of 65?
That was certainly a very big factor that caused people to retire earlier. But I think that it had to do with health. It had to do with the social pressures I mean, there was a tremendous pressure on people to retire at 65, which we're now not seeing anymore, particularly in light of the fact that fewer Americans can afford to retire at age 65.
Mm, very true. Now, this pressure to retire, who was exerting the pressure to retire at age 65, and why did it change from 1880 to 1934?
Well, I think it was not the younger workers at that time. I believe it was more like peer pressure, because it was the thing to do. There are many times in the history of this country when we can point to things that didn't make a whole lot of sense rationally that were adopted and by society because somehow it had become the thing to do. And when the baby boomers hit their so-called retirement years, you know, we baby boomers said, we're not going to sit on the front porch and in the rocking chair and wait for the Grim Reaper to show up. And we saw all the statistics about what happened when people retired, and that's why we chose, many of us have chosen not to, in spite of the fact that we are 65 and older. So I just believe that the Bureau of Labor Statistics had about 30 to 35% of age 65 and older working. I think it's a much, much higher number now than it was before.
Okay. My guest is Joyce Joya. She's the CEO of the Herman Group. We're talking about this phenomenon where more older workers are in the workforce than younger workers. And Joyce, I want to drill down on this just a little bit more if we can. You know, looking back in 1934, only 3% of the U.S. population was actually 65 years or older. So if you're an actuary and you're looking at this, most of the people age 65 and older are dead, and you figure, there's no harm, no foul there. What impact did America's growing affluence following World War II have on this retirement age at 65?
Tremendous, because that affluence allowed us to live better and therefore to stay healthier. And now, well, the baby boomers have been characterized as being in denial. I'm fond of saying that for us, denial is more than just a river in Egypt.
Mm-hmm. Well, they say 60 is the new 40. Do you think that's true?
Yes. Oh, well, for sure, for many of us. Yes, yes. I mean, people look at me and they don't think that I'm as old as I am, fortunately.
That's a wonderful thing if you're a woman. There's no doubt about it, Joyce. But you're not that old. You're young at heart.
So.
You've been nailing this, though, and you've been talking about that baby boomers want to work longer. They want to stay in the workforce longer than they have. What are some of the other things besides our affluence that allowing older people to stay in the workforce and crowd out some of these younger workers?
Well, I think that the main issue is that we feel better than our predecessors did at the same age. And we really want to keep making a contribution. Just as there was social pressure back then to retire, now there's still that pressure on baby boomers to continue to make a difference, to continue to contribute in some way to society. And whether they are volunteering or still staying with their full-time jobs, they are choosing to work. They're choosing to continue to contribute to society. I think in part because we learned from our parents that if you weren't a contributing member of society, then you were a burden on society, and none of us wants to be a burden on society.
No, certainly we don't. But is this propensity to work longer really voluntary, or are there exogenous things that are impacting it? I'm specifically referring to declining real estate values when our homes prices took a downturn, the decimation of our savings with the 2007-2008 recession, and even the fact that work today is much less physical than it was, say, in 1934. It's much more mental and therefore not quite as strenuous on the body. How do these things impact workers wanting to stay in the workforce longer?
Certainly, the whole financial situation is a major factor. There are many, many baby boomers who just simply cannot afford to retire. They had all kinds of plans to do so, and their nest eggs were decimated. And in many cases, their 401Ks simply evaporated, and they're just not in a position to hang up their spurs at this point. And it is to a large degree that whole financial piece, but there's also very much a social piece that they want to keep making a difference. They want to keep making a contribution. We baby boomers were infamous for the following: ask me how I'm doing and I'll tell you how my work is going. And so we sort of defined ourselves by our work. And when we're not working, it's like there's less, we feel less worthy. So our whole self-concept is very much tied up in our making a contribution and making a difference. So it's a combination of financial and non-financial factors.
Wow, that is a heavy thought. My guest is Joyce Joyle. She's the CEO of the Herman Group, and we're talking about older workers, 55 years and older, outnumbering 25 to 34-year-old workers in the workforce. Now, Joyce, if baby boomers define ourselves by the work that we do, Generation X and Generation Y certainly don't do that. So the next logical question to ask is, if baby boomers are staying in the workplace longer, what are the implications for Generation X and Generation Y workers?
They're huge. And first of all, Generation X are very, very unhappy with many of us for not retiring and letting them move up. They're chomping at the bit to take on more responsibility and to take on more authority. And with that comes the earning power that they're not getting yet, and they're very, very many of them are unhappy and impatient, and they are not happy, basically. They're skeptical about when they are going to be able to move up, and those employers who afford them the opportunity to grow in whatever ways they choose to do it will succeed in holding on to them. The challenge for employers is that many of these Gen Xers simply don't want to take on leadership roles. They don't want the stress and pressure and hassle that they see their supervisors handling, and they are very happy. They still want to grow, but they want to do different things. They want to grow laterally, and they want to figure out new things that they can be good at, but yet not necessarily in supervisory positions.
All right, I get that, and that does make some sense, and I've seen examples of that in my own work life. But let me ask you a more important question about earning power, because if Generation X and Generation Y don't move into their prime earning years, and they're making the kind of money that the baby boomers are currently making, if that's postponed, what implications does that have for society, particularly for social programs, things like Social Security and health care, what we're now calling Obamacare? What implications does that have?
Huge. Absolutely huge. Because if they do not move into those years, and if they don't move into that realm of making more money, then it means that Social Security is not going to have the funds to support retirees and others who need those funds. So it's going to be a real burden on the government to try to make up the difference in other ways. And how they're going to do it, I don't know. Perhaps it will be time to reduce military spending. You know, it's really interesting that the government has been moving to more of a civilian labor force for its military, but that has consequences because, in fact, the civilian military is more expensive than having the folks actually work for the military as service members, because they pay less when an individual is actually a service member.
Hmm. Interesting perspective on that. My guest is Joyce Joa. We're talking about generational issues in the workforce. Now, Joyce, you've already mentioned that Gen X is a little resentful of the baby boomers for not moving out of our positions of authority in the workplace. What intergenerational conflicts do you foresee because we're postponing retirement beyond the age of 65?
It's really interesting because this is not new. When my father, may he rest in peace, was getting into his later years, he was a physician in New Orleans, and he was in his early 70s, and one of his colleagues, one of his associates actually, in an elevator conversation said to him that he thought he should retire, and my father was very offended and very disappointed by this. And I think that it significantly contributed to his demise because he saw himself as wanting to continue to work and continue to make a difference well into his 70s and 80s. And this pressure from this younger associate was really, we thought, as his children, we thought it was very unfair, because he had given so much, and we could understand what this fellow wanted, but yet it just did not seem fair because of the hard work that my father had put in for so many years. And I think that it's really an interesting paradox that between older workers and younger workers. And, what's fascinating to me as I travel around the world, and you're very much aware that I have been, because we had to postpone this interview while I got back home from my travels. But in other parts of the world, like in Asia and in South America, when you are like 35 or 45, well, you're kind of over the hill and not really eligible for the positions of higher authority. So in Asia, we have mostly Generation Xers running our companies, with a few rare exceptions.
Very interesting. My guest is Joyce Joa. Joyce, we're going to have to leave it there, unfortunately. You do bring up some very interesting points, and of course you have the free newsletter that people can subscribe to. If people do want to learn more about you, learn more about the company, how would you suggest they do that?
Thanks, Bill, for asking. They can visit www.hermantrendalert.com and take a look at the archive and sign up for the Herman Trend Alert. If they want to know more about me, they can go to the main website. They can click on Home from that Herman Trend Alert page, or they can go to www.hermangroup.com/joyce.html. Again, that's hermangroup.com/joyce.html.
Ah, that is great. Joyce, thank you so much for being my guest here on The Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks so much. Looking forward to it.
Thanks.